What we've come out with, Bob, is a new program called the USDA Microloan Program. And that provides an opportunity for individuals that are currently involved in agriculture or those that are interested in entering agriculture, entering farming, to take an opportunity. This is a $35,000 loan program. What we've done is we've modified, reformed our existing operating loan program. But by doing that, we've cut our paperwork in half and we've simplified our loan application process. We think this is an opportunity, Bob, for individuals who are seeking to get into that value-added specialty niche market, a local or regional food opportunity, or we see it as an opportunity for someone who's always wanted to get involved in production agriculture, but for whatever reason, they haven't had the opportunity to chase their dream. This is an opportunity for that. And so we are very excited about putting this new product out on the market. And producers who are so interested in that, or individuals that are so interested in that, I asked them to contact our local FSA office. We have 55 USDA Farm Service Agency offices located around the state of Wisconsin.
Now, as I understand it, of course, a lot of FSA loans are based upon the history of the operation and so on, and that's a little different on this program.
That is correct. This is an opportunity where we won't be looking at that. This is also an opportunity for producers, you know, to help them out a little bit on their startup expenses or maybe on trying to do some minor improvements around the place. Or, as I said, try and get into some new market opportunities. But, yes, this will not be something in which we would be automatically, looking at the equity position that a producer has.
Are the loans on a one-year basis then?
It will be up to 7 years. The producers will have an opportunity to do a repayment. It's a $35,000 total. And to follow up on that, can a producer take out a $35,000 loan the following year? It's my understanding if it is paid back or a portion of that is paid back, it's up to $35,000. Then we would be able to work with that producer if they're so inclined. And we have other lending opportunities available. It's like climbing a ladder. We can move them into our other operating loan programs or if they're so interested in real estate loans. Things like that. We'd be happy to work with them on that.
Which really, this kind of is a starter program, isn't it?
It is. This is an opportunity for someone who is interested in production agriculture, for them an opportunity to enter into the field. This is also an opportunity for an existing producer, if they are so inclined, to get into a specialty or a niche market. This is that opportunity.
And interest rates at what, 1.25% here?
1.25%, again, with a 7-year repayment.
Now, there has been some talk. Secretary Vilsack had hinted that this could possibly be used for funding transition in organic operations.
Yeah, the Secretary did make that comment, the fact that this would be an opportunity to work with a transition and also work with in an organic operation. The Secretary has indicated that is something in which this program, producers could use this program for. And again, we do have a number of producers in the state that are interested in that, and that is, and we've had people that have contacted us on that.
So what are the criteria you're going to basically be looking at if a producer calls and says, I'm interested?
Well, if a producer, the criteria that we will be looking at, if a producer contacts us and says that they are interested in, we are always interested in learning more about their business plan, learning more about what their opportunities are, the opportunities that they see and forecast in order to sell the product that they are growing. We also obviously look at the individual involvement and the individual commitment that they are going to bring to the table as far as their own labor or hired labor and things like that. We will continue to look at that, but also this is an opportunity for a producer to bring something to us in which they have always wanted to do. And this is an opportunity for them to sell their ideas to us and in order to try and continue to grow our, state and our nation's diversity of our agriculture.
Is there any limit on the funding that's available for this program?
The funding that will come from this program comes from our existing operating loan authorities. And our operating loan authorities are overall is authorized through the Farm Bill, but then there is an annual appropriation that comes with that.